USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Law enforcement in North Carolina joining the call for transparency after a deadly police shooting of a black man. Andrew Brown shot to death Wednesday in Elizabeth City. Pasquotank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten saying yesterday he'll ask a judge tomorrow to allow him to release body cam video of the shooting. In the meantime, he calls for calm.
We know people want answers. We know you're angry. We understand and respect that. But we're following a process that protects the investigation to ensure fairness for all.
The 42-year-old Brown reportedly shot in the back while fleeing deputies serving a warrant. President Biden facing a call to help the world's new COVID hotspot. India today reporting a world record of almost 350,000 new cases. The country also setting a new single-day record with almost 2,800 deaths. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, an Indian American, calling on Biden to release more COVID vaccine doses to India and other countries. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A special election in Louisiana on Saturday determined who would replace a top White House aide in Congress. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports.
Louisiana State Senator Troy Carter has won a special election to represent the state's second congressional district. Carter, the Democratic minority leader of the Louisiana State Senate, defeated fellow Democrat State Senator Karen Carter Peterson 55% to 45% to serve the remainder of former Congressman Cedric Richmond's term. The seat representing most of New Orleans was vacated when Richmond stepped down in January to lead the White House's Office of Public Engagement.
It's a day off of the recount of nearly 2.1 million ballots in Maricopa County, Arizona. An audit of votes in the state's most populous county proceeded Saturday after the state's Democratic Party refused to pay a $1 million bond. 400 staffers are tabulating votes. The recount will resume Monday. The company commissioned by the Arizona Senate to conduct the audit estimated the recount will take 16 days. The Senate has rented Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix through May 14th. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. is sending help to India amidst a massive surge in coronavirus infections. The assistance comes in the form of materials for COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, rapid diagnostic testing kits, ventilators, and protective equipment for frontline workers. India has set a global record for new COVID-19 infections in a single day with nearly 350,000 on Saturday. The country has recorded over 1 million new cases in the past 3 days. Iran says it will ban travelers from India due to the variant spreading in the already stricken country. President Hassan Rouhani said in remarks on state TV that the Indian virus is more dangerous than the English and Brazilian variants. Most of Iran, whose coronavirus cases have surpassed 2 million, has been under a lockdown the past 2 weeks as it grapples with a fourth wave of the pandemic. A painting worth almost $500,000 ruined in an apparent accident. Mike Fortier on the case from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
A young couple in their 20s was visiting a Seoul, South Korea art gallery this month when they came across a work by graffiti artist John Won. Below the painting on the floor were the paintbrushes and other material he used to make the piece. This couple, though, according to police, thought the brushes and the paint were an invitation to create their own work. So, as surveillance video shows, they picked up the brushes, applied some paint, and started making their own brush strokes on the canvas, ruining the artwork, valued at $440,000. No charges were filed. A small fence has since been posted around the piece to prevent a similar misunderstanding in the future.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.